Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to today's show. It is Sunday, June 17th. This is Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, California, joined on the line with my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. Now, Julie, we've had quite a week, right?
Liz, it's hard to believe it's only a week because it seems kind of like a lifetime. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Perhaps we should explain what we mean by that.
I think we should explain. We missed our show last weekend. And so later on the show, we will tell you everything that has gone on. Not everything, but a cut down version of what we've been through this week with our father and our mother. Because sometimes you just don't anticipate how everyone is going to react to such a dramatic change. But this was the week that we moved our father to live in a 24/7 memory care unit here in Los Angeles. It's a beautiful home, and Julie was here last weekend, and Sheila was around, and Leanne was around, and Leanne's husband was around, and we'll talk a little bit about the split-second timing involved in the actual move. But I just want to start on kind of a lighter note. We've been through a lot this week. It's been a complete emotional roller coaster for everyone involved. And you get to the point Friday afternoon where you think, okay, this is nothing worse can happen now. We are through the worst of it. Some of it was unexpected, but whew, okay, we made it through our first week. But then this happened. Then Friday afternoon, I had left work a little bit early. I took most of the days off this week to help my mom. But I left work a little early Friday afternoon because I had a friend's wedding to go to Friday night, 7 p.m. Friday wedding. So I left early because I desperately needed a haircut, as Julie, you could testify from having been here last week, right?
You looked a little shaggy, Liz.
Yeah, yeah.
A haircut wouldn't have hurt.
Yeah, yeah. So haircut, freshening up the color. So I did a little bit of that Friday afternoon. Then I actually had my makeup done because I was looking a little bit bedraggled, as you can expect. So it's 5 p.m. I'm just finishing up with that process. The split-second timing to get to the wedding means I have 15 minutes to drive home, put on my dress, put on my shoes, and head to the far side of Los Angeles. And if I'm lucky on a Friday, I can make it there in an hour and a half. So this is what's going on in my head, and all of a sudden my cell phone rings. And it is a call from the woman who helps our mother 3 days a week. Her name is Chewy, and she's been helping our parents for the last 2 years or so, just with whatever errands they want to do and taking them to doctor's appointments and helping them with cleaning, helping them with laundry, anyway, whatever. So my cell phone rings, and it's Chewy's cell phone. And I pick it up.
That's a nice sound effect you got going with this story, Liz.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's calling me right now. It's probably, I'm guessing it's either Sheila or Leon. I'm just going to have to take that later. So I answer the phone, and Chewy is talking and explaining to me something that I do not understand about police and helicopters, and we can't get in, and I'm having trouble understanding her for several reasons. One is that I hear Mom in the background yelling at her about what to tell me. And number two, there are apparently a lot of choppers overhead. So what I managed to glean from that first very bad conversation was, we're down near your mom's house. The police have closed off the block. They're not allowing her into the apartment at all. Julie, you can imagine what this call was like.
It's unreal, Liz, that was going on. Because they live in what seems like a very nice, quiet neighborhood. Not one where you would see a lot of police and choppers and you would have that kind of situation going on.
No, and so it was unclear to me exactly what was happening, but it was clear to me I had to, get myself down there very quickly. And again, the clock is ticking, tick, 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 because I got to go to this wedding. And so I go down there. The first couple of times I can't find them, and then finally I find them. And it turns out that, yes, there are dozens of Santa Monica Police squad cars blocking off their entire block. There are LAPD choppers overhead. There are crowds gathering. What has happened is that two robbers, it was unclear whether they were escaped convicts, I had heard at one point, or they had robbed a bank, or they were breaking into the building next door, whatever. So somebody called 911. They captured one guy, but the other guy was on the lam. And the suspicion was that the other guy was in mom's building. So that's why... I know, this is good news, right?
I mean, this is, yeah, because that, I mean, she lives now by herself.
Yes.
In this building, right.
And right.
We've all said, well, it's a nice, safe building, nothing to worry about.
Yes.
I guess there's some things to worry about, Liz.
Some things to worry about. And remember, she's living alone for the first time ever in her entire life, right? She's now 85 years old. She's never had a moment where she went home and she was alone. She had our father, to whom she's been married for 60 years, and she had 8 children. So you're not really getting a lot of alone time in that scenario. So she's been alone for 5 days, and on the 6th day, the building is cordoned off by the police. So any person would find that very unsettling. So we're trying to get, before I even get there, of course, Mom and Chewy park the car, and then Mom tries to sneak in the back door to the building because she's going home no matter what. She just wants to get in the building.
Okay, great, Mom.
Good idea
with the robber, the bad guys in the apartment building. The good idea, Mom, 85-year-old woman, to be sneaking in the back door.
Exactly. So luckily, because the police had the place surrounded, a very nice Santa Monica police officer stopped her and said, "Ma'am, I'm not allowed to let you in there." And Mom said, "But I live there. I need to go home." And he said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We think there's someone in there. And I would feel very bad if you went in there and you got shot." And so that, I guess, got her attention. She's like, "Okay, you're right." And then her plan was she was just going to sit on the sidewalk and wait. She told Chewy to go home. She's like, "Don't worry. I'll just wait it out. I'm sure this will all be cleared up quickly," which, and we know later, it's hours and hours and hours before they found the bad guy. So anyway, so now I go down. I meet her. Between us, we figure out what's really going on. But the only thing we really know is that Mom cannot sit on the sidewalk and wait for this situation.
I know. And let's also say that she has a cell phone, but I'm sure it's not with her and she would never use it.
Right.
And the only reason you got a call is because, thank goodness, Chewy has a cell phone and use it. Right.
Exactly.
Otherwise, our 85-year-old mom would be sitting on the bench outside her apartment building during major police action.
Yes.
Just waiting to go back into her building.
Yeah. This is like a SWAT team is forming now. There are crowds on the sidewalks. The one bad guy is there, handcuffed on the sidewalk, and the guns are drawn. They're holding him. And Mom's just going to sit it out. "I'll just wait." "No, Elizabeth. No. You don't. Don't worry. Don't worry. Go home." And I'm like, "Mom, you're coming to my house. I'm only 10 blocks away, people." So I take Mom home. We get back to my apartment. And now I'm like, "Okay, you're just going to spend the night here. It'll be fine." And because I got to go to the wedding. I got to go. I'm now, my entire plan, timing-wise, is blown because of these robbers and the police activity, the SWAT team activity in Mom's building. So I'm running a little bit behind schedule, and Mom's trying to tell me everything that happened. I'm running around my place just trying to, like, you know how you're, like, putting your pantyhose on at the same time that you're putting your mascara on, that kind of thing? It was one of those really quick change things. I'm putting things on. Luckily, she was here, though, because I did have a little trouble zipping up my dress. So she could help me with that. And normally I have nobody in my life to help me with that. So then I feel incredibly guilty. So I'm like, "Okay, Mom, gotta go. There's some meatloaf in the refrigerator with some iced tea. I don't know what else to tell you. I'll be home later on. Please do not leave the building. Whatever you do, do not, just stay here." And from my place, because I'm only 10 blocks away from where they live, she could sort of go out, stand on my balcony and poke her head out, and she would be able to see if the LAPD choppers were still there or not. So I was afraid that she was going to later on see that the situation had been resolved, and she was just going to walk home or something. Anyway, I was happy when I got home late that night that she was still here. But in the next morning, when I took her home yesterday morning, I'm like, "Okay, Mom, here's the thing. We just have to take a moment and acknowledge that you have been through a lot this week. You have really been through, like, as much as a person could be expected to go through in one 7-day period. And if I have half your resilience at 85, I will be very proud of myself. Because that is kind of amazing what the storm you have managed to weather this week. And she did acknowledge that she was feeling, you know, she was having a moment of feeling like, okay, if I could get through the SWAT team, I can get through the whole rest of this.
It's an incredible, and thank goodness you were there and you could come and respond. Thank goodness our mom was not in the apartment when this was all happening. Thank goodness our dad was not in the apartment.
Yes.
You know, and that, you know, because it could have been very, very upsetting for him. And it's upsetting just to hear it. I mean, you know, just.
Liz, summer is coming up. And you know what that means? It means you're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils. I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer. And it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, Liz, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
I know, Julie, you know, I felt so guilty about leaving her in my home that when I'm on the like 10 mile an hour freeway headed to the far side of Los Angeles to the wedding, I called you just to say what was going on because I'm like, somebody needs to know where mom is.
And I know.
Oh, and I also realized I had her landlord's phone number and in my cell phone. So Natasha, who runs the building, I called Natasha just to say, I know there are police swarming all over the building. If anyone's looking for my mom, don't worry. She's safe and sound. She's at my house. So the police don't need to bust down her door to figure out if she's in there. She's fine. She's with me. But a lot goes through your head when a SWAT team is moving on your 85-year-old mother's building.
I know, Liz. Well, I mean, here's the other thing we need to ask. Did you make it to the wedding? What happened with that?
It was a miracle. The wedding was at 7 p.m. I pulled up at 6:59.
Okay. And,
but, you know, in Los Angeles, parking is half the battle. So I wasn't even feeling that good about the 6:59 arrival. I'm like, okay, it could take me a long time to find a lot or find a... Thank goodness they had a valet parker in
valet
front of the
bed.
Yes. So I pulled up, like, in my high heels and threw the guy my keys. Like, okay, thanks. All right. Okay, here's my ticket. Thank you for the ticket. Okay. See you later. Bye. And by the... By the skin of my teeth, I made it in there. Now, of course, it did start a tad late, so I had a little bit more margin, but not a lot. It was a miracle that I made it there. And everyone's like, you look a little harried. I'm like, okay, don't get me started on this week. This is just, you people don't want me to bring this whole house down by telling you what has been going on this week in my family. So there you have it. So it has been quite a week. Julie, you were here last weekend when we actually moved my dad. For people, you know, that haven't gotten an installment of this, I mean, we missed last week's show for obvious reasons. That's why we wanted to talk to you this week. But it is a really, really heart-wrenching thing to do.
It is. I mean, after much planning, much discussion, a whole lot of research, we made the decision that it was time for Dad to be in a safer place in a memory care unit. So then we had to also plan, discuss, research. We asked a lot of people for advice about how you actually do it. How do you take your parent? How do you take your father and drop them off? I mean, it is a very unique experience. That's all I can say. But we, you know, being Dolans, the first thing we decided to do is we wanted to make it, you know, for our mother and father, we wanted to make it as smooth as possible. And the one thing we know how to do is plan. And I have to say, I have a subspecialty in packing, don't I?
You do. Packing? You do. You have a subspecialty in packing, and Leon and her husband are good at the physical moving. They do a lot of that, and they make excellent use of their white minivan.
Yes. So we had teams. We deployed teams for this. Sheila was involved, and she was part of the entertainment team, which is one of the things that we realized is that, you know, we just wanted our dad to be as calm as possible. We didn't want him to get, you know, in some way, anyway, upset about all the moving and packing. And who doesn't get upset when you're moving and packing? I mean, it's a lot. So Sheila provided excellent entertainment on Saturday morning. She took our dad out for a nice long walk, a big breakfast. I believe our dad ate an 8-egg omelet with something like that. It was sort of an all-you-can-eat breakfast, and my father took it to heart, and he ate that. So she did that. While Sheila was entertaining Dad, Liz, you and I were part of the paperwork team. Is that fair to say?
Right, that's fair to say. There are financial and legal documents. There are all kinds of admission documents, some of which we had done in advance, but some of which we needed to do that day with our mom.
And so we worked with our mom to make sure that got done. And, you know, for our mom, this was a lot. And I think if anything we've learned from this experience and we could pass on to other people that might be going through a similar experience. I mean, you have the actual patient, in this case, our father. And we spent a lot of time making sure that he was okay. I think we underestimated the reaction for our mother, the caregiver. Yes. Is that, I mean,
yeah.
We underestimated how, you know, how fundamental this change was going to be in her life. In fact, one of the Saturday morning when I arrived early to start the whole process, to get Dad and Sheila out the door, to let Leon and her husband Barrick in with the minivan so that they could start packing up, that our mom wasn't ready to go. And our mom has never, ever not been ready to go in her whole life.
Right.
She
right.
was not ready. I remember, Liz, I called you. I was like, I was so shocked because right. our parents are like a half an hour early for everything. Like if they're going on their trip, their suitcases are packed like 2 days before.
That's correct.
And,
yes.
it was the first sign that of how difficult this was for my mom, our mom, and that.
Yeah, but, and I guess it's logical, but it was because my mother all along had been a big supporter of getting more help for my dad. So she hadn't been resisting moving him until just those final moments when we actually had to do it. But she was generally on board with the idea that she could no longer care for him at home, no matter how many nurses we had coming and going at various times of day or night. It was just no longer physically possible for her to be like the lead caregiver. So when she did seem kind of freaked out on Saturday morning, that's when we started to realize, of course, even though she had been for the plan, there's this whole other level of transition for her when the man you've been living with for 60 years goes away.
Right. And, you know, so that was one surprise. I think the other thing that I thought about that day is, thank goodness we have as many brothers and sisters as we do. Because if you are an only child, or if you're from a small family, and the burden of this event of taking your parent to a home and to a memory care unit is on you. And it's so much. And I was so glad that I was there, but I was also so glad, Liz, that you were there and Leon was there and Sheila and, you know, all the other brothers
right.
and sisters had called and emailed and everybody was involved in this process. I mean, because it's a lot to go through.
It is really a lot. For those of you that are only children or small families, or I have friends whose parents are across the country and they're trying to figure this out long distance. It would be nearly impossible for me to imagine the burden and the stress and the worry of all of that. It would be really, really hard. So, I mean, we went through a really hard process, but clearly, because at least we have each other, it could have been worse.
Right, right. I think the other thing is that, you know, we had a lot of confidence in the memory care place that we've put our dad. They have been great. They were great. They were great on that Saturday when we dropped my dad off. And I think each family has to figure out how to do it. What's the best plan for your family? Because we had asked their advice. Well, how do you do this? How long should we stay? What should we say? Who should say it? You know, when should we say it? You know, I mean, you have all of these questions, and they provided some guidance. But in the end, I think we felt like we did what would work best for our mother and for our father and for us, it really, we did it in a way that I think worked best for our family. And I think that's ultimately what you've got to do, you know, but I think that day, you know, we spent a lot of time just sitting with our dad at this new memory care unit, just talking to him. And while he couldn't always contribute to the conversation, you could still see that he enjoyed the sound of conversation. He enjoyed the activity of conversation. And, it's a good thing that we've spent a lot of time talking to each other, because we went through pretty much every topic we had, I have to say, you know, as
I know, I was thinking that, like, thank goodness we used to host a live 3 hour a day talk show, just us talking to each other, because that's what it was like last Saturday, just trying to keep mom calm and trying to keep dad calm. We just kept talking and kind of entertaining them and slowly making progress to what we actually needed to accomplish.
Yeah. And I think that helped, that it was, you know, it was something very familiar to dad, that, you know, this, you know, sitting around having a conversation. And I think all the conversation really helped our mom. But there is no doubt how hard it was
Right.
Leave them there. And it's been a hard week. It's been a very hard week for our mother and father. And there's no way, and for all of us, I mean, I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat that.
No.
I mean, for me, I know, Liz, we've talked about this. For me, it's like waves of grief that come over when I think about our dad, that this is the end of his, you know, this will be where he will be for the end of his life. And
yeah,
that,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for all of us. And so, in fact, you know, but for our mom, she really, you know, she's having a rough time all by herself. I'm going back out to LA. You're going to be away this week. And
yeah. Liz, you know, we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... But you are going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Can I just say, Jewel, I know you're arriving to stay at my place tomorrow, and I will be out of town. My usual spick and span, get ready for family to come visit process never really kicked in this week. So it's not, you'll be fine. It'll be fine. But I should have vacuumed, and I'm just not going to. So yes. There you go.
Yeah. You had a SWAT team to deal with.
I did get you some fresh milk for your coffee, though, and a few other things that I know you like. That's all in the refrigerator. But whatever. Yeah. Especially because I had Mom in the guest room the other night by surprise. So. No, it'll be great that you're here. And then Sheila and Leon, of course, live here full time. So they're going to see Dad this afternoon. And then next week, Monica is coming down from Portland, and she's going to spend a week's vacation with our mom. For our mother, you know, if you can even just try to wrap your mind around what it would be like after being married to a man for 60 years and raising 8 children to all of a sudden find yourself alone, she has been kind of weepy all week and surprised. She keeps saying to me, I'm so surprised that I'm having such separation anxiety. I was like, Mom, don't be surprised. I mean, look at what you're going through. Your transition in some ways is even more dramatic than Dad's transition because you are fully aware of everything that's going on. You know, you are sensitive to all the little changes in your life. Like this morning when we drove there together to take Dad to Mass, and Mom was like, Saturday night, she watches, you know, that Doc Martin is a show on TV. It's like BBC America or something, or PBS, whatever. So she said, I felt so guilty watching Doc Martin all by myself last night. You know, so she has those waves of, she said, I just can't, every time I think of him just sitting alone there, it's really hard. So it is really hard. And that is not going to change anytime soon. That's, mm-hmm. You just sort of imagine that going on for a long time for her and for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we've been there every day this week. Somebody's been there. Here's the thing I realized, Julie. Here's another little lesson I'll pass along, as long as you're going to be providing some caregiving this week. We bring him the paper every day, but he can't really read the paper anymore. But if you read a story to him or pick out a couple of stories that you know will appeal to him, he really, really enjoys it. So yesterday the FBI announced the contents of Whitey Bulger's apartment. Whitey Bulger was the FBI's most wanted man, who was found one block from where my parents live.
High crime zone.
Apparently this is a high crime zone and we didn't realize it. So the big FBI capture of Whitey Bulger has been a family drama that we love talking about for months and months and months since that happened, because our father kind of knew the Bulger family growing up. So he would always tell us about like what a crook and what a mobster Whitey was. So the fact that Whitey was only a block from Mom and Dad is just hilarious to us. So yesterday when it was in the news, exactly what they found in his apartment, which included all of these mobster movies and mobster books. I just thought that was so funny. So we had quite a laugh over that. I just read him the whole story, and he enjoyed hearing news that he couldn't really take in anymore because he can't read the paper. And I think even when he's watching the news on TV, he's not really taking in the information. So just bring a newspaper and tell him a story. That would be a recommendation.
All right, Liz. Good suggestion. So
okay.
But it is Father's Day. It is Father's Day, and I know that they had planned a number of special things at his memory care unit for Father's Day. In fact, they were having a contest, right?
Yes.
For Father of the Year.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Currently, there are only 3 men in the unit where our dad is. So it's a pretty close contest. But I loved it that Mom, they had a ballot box in the activity room, and Mom this week, She felt obliged. She voted for Dad. That's what she said. She filled out a ballot and voted for our dad for Father of the Year. So how about that, Liz?
Yeah. So yesterday, when we got back to her place after the SWAT team intervention, when we finally got back in, there was a phone message on Mom's answering machine that Dad had, in fact, won Father of the Year for, in the house that he lives in. So they just wanted us to know that that would be awarded at Mass. So if we could be there for Mass, that would be a nice thing. So that's why Mom and I went down this morning and we participated in the Father of the Year ceremonies. But meanwhile, Sheila and Leon opted to go this afternoon because the Father's Day activity this afternoon includes ice cream sundaes.
Okay. Ice cream social. You can't beat that. That's a good time.
So they're going to be there for the ice cream social, and we'll see how that goes. You're right. There aren't that many dads in the place. And the whole place is run. There seem to be a lot of aging nuns and priests in the population around there. So there aren't even a lot of people with children. I think. Anyway, so it was very nice. We have a long road ahead of us. Our father and our mother have a long road. I think we did spend a long time, Julie, kind of working on this as a family so that we would be confident when we made a decision that we could all like stick with it and support it because we know it's going to be a long haul. And you know, I do feel good, even though it's incredibly painful. And like you, these waves come over me where I just imagine him all by himself down there. I still know he's in a place where he is safer and they are going to take good care of him. And we just keep saying to him, Dad, these people are here to take care of you when we can't be here to take care of you. So we will always be here. But so will they, because Mom just can't do it all by herself anymore. And he seems to kind of get that. But I have confidence, at least for now, that we made the right decision for him and for our mom, because even though she's alone for the first time in her life, she just needed that respite from 24/7 care for a very, very demanding kind of patient.
It's a very different and special Father's Day. Certainly we want to wish all of you that are listening to your fathers, a very happy Father's Day. I won't forget this one, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
I hope there'll be many more.
Yes, I hope so too. And I hope we'll be back on next Sunday. That will be a sign that we're getting back into some kind of Satellite Sisters groove. We got several nice emails this week, people asking if we had missed last week because of a problem with our father. So thanks for writing. We really appreciate the fact that you understand that we're doing the best we can here on the family side and on trying to produce the show. So it's a delicate balancing act. But, Julie, I'm glad at least you and I could make the scene today on the show.
That's right. Those other sisters, when they get back from the ice cream social, I'm sure we'll have some more fun shows down the road, no doubt.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. And don't forget, call your satellite sister.